Hello, this is Adam from RealHomeRecording.com. In this video, I'll be reviewing the Loud Max plugin from Thomas Munt. That's this plugin right here. And what it does is what the name implies. It maximizes your loudness. And the best part about it, it's free. Actually, that's not the best part about it. This plugin actually works really great. It's got a clean or transparent sound to it, and it works on most tracks that you throw at it. I found, actually, before I get into the way it sounds, one thing I don't like about it is the numbers. I do not have perfect vision, far from it. It's actually embarrassing to say how bad my vision is, but it's kind of hard to read these numbers because it's dark gray background with a kind of just slightly lighter gray lettering. So that's one thing that I would change. Now the metering itself is orange, which is pretty cool. You got two controls, makes things really simple. You take your threshold, find where your peak is for your audio and just bring it over there. And then to your right, on the right side of the plugin, you have your gain reduction. And there you go, that's what I was saying. This doesn't handle all tracks well, like some other brick wall plugins do. Like right here, it just falls apart. So you can feel it pumping, which is not cool. So for whatever reason, it didn't like that track. And but here we go. This is an acoustic guitar track, and I can bring this down really low to boost that loudness. Not that I would want to, but the track doesn't fall apart. So really, I mean, this could be used as a compressor plugin. One thing I also like about this, computer load, look down on the bottom. It's only using 0.1% of my processor, which is extremely low. And actually, it's so low that on the lesser abled computer I have at the studio, which is a dual core 3 gigahertz computer. The one I'm using right now for this video is a quad core. I use it for the podcast that we record at the studio live. So if you check out fakingitradio.com, which is where the podcast is, my buddy's the host of it, and you watch the video stream on ustream.com, this is what's going on behind the scenes. You got Loud Max and then my K meter, which I'll review in another video. And we got the denoiser plug-in because Rob, the host, computer makes quite a bit of fan noise. And it's mostly getting that out of the way for the live stream. But yeah, check this out.
Source locator.
Dropping the knowledge.
Man. Yeah.
Anyway, so
so yeah, you're at Ravens kick butt.
Yeah, hopefully the Ravens. You know, we'll. I'll be at the bar this weekend again.
It's a great sounding plugin, and like I said, it uses very little computer resources, and I don't think I've had it crash Reaper before. Reaper's the recording software I use. And then also on bass, this plugin sounds pretty darn good too.
Thank you.
Yep. So the top meter is your input meter. The bottom meter is the output after Loudmax does its thing. And on the right side is the gain reduction. And if you hold down shift, you get a much more precise control of the faders. And then if you release shift, of course, it's much more coarse. So yeah, there you go. I enjoy this plugin. I use it for a lot of things. And it's free. So really, what are you waiting for? Go test it. It's the link to go and download this is in the video description, as well as the only thing I think's not good. Oh, this comes in audio unit and Windows VST, Mac VST, as well as there's a plugin for Winamp. So definitely check it out. This has been Adam, RealHomeRecording.com.